a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Baked beans? You eat baked beans?
Yeah, I do.
I love baked beans.
I'll get it at a restaurant, even though I know it's probably from a can.
Okay.
But I don't keep baked bean cans at home.
I would suggest.
But I'll make my own, if that makes sense. I'm very, you know me.
You're so weird. I would suggest the worst place to get baked beans is a restaurant. Because you're overpaying.
Yeah, I know, but you know when you have a breakfast and you're like, oh, can I have a side of beans or whatever?
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, and it's like $6.
Yeah, but they probably are from a can.
Remember that place we went just recently?
Yes, and you asked them it was from a can.
Yeah.
And they said yes.
Yeah, and it was $6 and I didn't even get the full can.
No, I had half a can.
Anyway, So baked beans, I grew up eating them, but you're right, now as an adult, I probably, like every so often I'll be at the shops and be like, oh, bloody baked beans, they're such an easy sort of snack or a lunch or whatever. Yeah. Whack them in a jaffle. Oh my God, delicious.
Boonies.
Anyway, Heinz, the kings, right?
Yeah.
Of the baked beans.
Beans means Heinz.
Do you know how much more expensive? There was like a gap. I didn't buy baked beans and I went to buy them again. I was like, holy crap, like $4 a can? Are you kidding me? Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chickpeas are $1, like $1.90 now, whatever.
Yeah.
But
what about navy beans? I think that's what they are.
Are they broad beans?
I think they're navy beans. Anyway,
so
another thing that Heinz does is the spaghetti. Have you ever been on? See, it's different, isn't it? It's not like bolognese. You don't like that?
No, that's very – sorry. I didn't grow up. No.
I didn't like it and then I did. I got to a point where I got to like a tipping point in my life where I was like, actually, do you know what? I am about these.
I remember my – growing up, it would be like – my Aussie friends would be like,
yeah, right.
Oh, check out this spaghetti. And I'm like, that is putrid.
Yeah.
And go home, Mama, my friends keep eating the spaghetti from a can.
With love and sauce.
Disgusting.
There's like a lot of thick sauce in that tin, isn't there? You pour it out, it like lugs out, right?
Stop.
Yeah. So it's not like a bolognese.
No, it's like a wet.
And the pasta's really soft.
Yeah.
It's like
Nah.
Okay, so we're all on the same page with that, right? Well, they're doing it again, right? They're taking that theory and they're bringing out a different type of pasta. Carbonara.
Oh.
In a can.
Oh.
You're going to be able to go to the supermarket and grab a Heinz can of easy or no drama carbonara. They're calling it.
I like that name. Well done on the name.
No drama carbonara.
Yeah,
right?
That's good.
$4 a tin. And it's because apparently Gen Z consistently ranks the dish as one of the toughest to whip up. Carbonara.
Make a quick
carbonara.
It is hard because people think it's easy, but there's different ways you can do it too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, do you have mushrooms? Do you have chicken in it? Who knows?
Is it just egg? Do whatever you like.
Yeah, I mean, the world is your carbonara. So anyway, Heinz claimed has made a recipe that's foolproof, taking all the fuss out of cooking, allowing pasta lovers to nail it every time.
You're going to make us do a taste test.
It sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Don't you think? Because it's going to be like this picture that they've given us looks like a beautiful fresh carbonara that's been sort of made at a restaurant or whatever.
That picture looks delicious.
I know, right?
That's not it.
That's not what's coming out of the can.
But so they've got meat in there too, obviously. A little bit of ham or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be a ham sort of arrangement. Yeah.
Right. And it's the creamy sauce. Creamy in a can, different to like saucy in a can.
Like
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think you're going to pour it out of the can like you do with the spaghetti from Heinz and it's going to be that thick, gluggy, soft pasta and you're going to be like, oh, God, I've made a terrible mistake.
Look, why don't you put your mouth into work and do a taste test.
I'll do a taste test, but I think we all do it because it's so easy. You just
unfortunately,
it's no drama. It's no drama carbonara.
Oh, it's not gluten-free. Unfortunately.
It's so easy to just whip up. Look forward to that on Monday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy, we have a special guest joining us in the studio. He smells delicious. Mm. Well, that could just be the beautiful meat that he's brought in.
Oh, my God.
He's a big man in meat. His name's Rayan Fernando. He's Geelong's own meat ambassador, I guess is a good way. Red meat ambassador, good way to describe you. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I apologize.
Thanks for the intro. That's probably the best I've had.
Yeah, really? That's awful. really sorry to hear that.
Given us gloves to wear, and Tom and I can... We cannot.
You do this. It's like you've been practicing.
We cannot be contained.
Let's just quickly give some context to why you're in. Obviously, Father's Day is this Sunday.
Yep.
And you've got aligned with a company called Samba.
Samba, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who do grills and...
Oh, well, they do smoke and grill range, which is right. Fuel. For barbecues, yeah.
Right. So you're the smoke and grill guy.
Smoke and grill guy, that's right.
So how does a bloke from Geelong get so involved in this sort of industry? Because you're not a butcher, are you?
No, not a butcher. Yeah. No hospitality background. Actually, background is business and IT background, so yeah. a bit different. But yeah, look, I think I was just looking for a hobby back just pre-COVID, and then obviously we ran into a little bit of a lockdown situation here in Geelong and Victoria, so... The hobby became real.
Nothing to do but smoke meat.
Smoke meat, and I can't do anything like halfway, so it's kind of full on for a long period of time. And yeah, one thing led to another, creating content, doing trips around Australia with meat stock, just having a lot of fun. And it's just kind of just snowballed from there, and here I am now, ambassador for Samba, and on the show in Geelong, which is lots of fun.
And you've got trays full of meat here for
I do,
us as well.
I do, yeah.
What have you brought?
That's
in?
What the gloves are for.
Oh. Sorry.
They're not just for.
It's not a Dexter
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, stop doing the Dexter.
They're black gloves, by the way. Yeah. They feel
very Dexter.
Our gloves.
Very,
yeah. What style of meat have you brought for us today?
Today I went old trusty pork ribs for me. I spent a lot of time sort of working on getting flavors on some pork ribs. But yeah, a couple pork ribs, two different flavor sets. One's got the hardcore carnivore range, which is a range from I forget a name now. Great, losing track of things.
That's
all right. So hardcore carnivore, black and some red on there, which is kind of a pork or a chicken flavor, some of burnt end sauce on top of that.
Sure.
Nice.
And the other one is the Feedlot, which is sort of an Aussie-based brand, which does some amazing mushroom umami flavors.
Ooh.
So it's a kettle call rub, which kind of works on everything with some ranch hand sauce on top of that too.
Sorry,
so. I don't know if you can.
Sorry
tell
for
us,
laughing.
Yeah,
because
you're looking at us, but you're not looking at the window. But there's actually like a crowd starting to gather outside the studio.
Our IT guy, our news guy, we'll get to a song and we'll come back and we'll do some meat tasting.
Love it.
We'll have to see who can come in, Tom, because we can't feed everyone. I mean, we have enough meat, but not enough gloves.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Joined in the studio by a whole crew, but most importantly, Rayan Fernando. He's the smoke and grill guy, and he's here for Samba, who do the smoke and grill supplies, the pellets and the smoking wood and all that type of bizzo. Now, Rayan, you've brought in some magnificent food, and all of a sudden, AJ and Chris are here as well.
Mine.
Seagulls.
I've said this to you guys before, you can't do food stuff and not have a fat bloke in here. It's actually going to appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, this is what we've got to do. We've all got our black gloves on, and you know what we need to do before we try. One, two, three.
they say it's not barbecue without black gloves. So. Yeah. Good work. Good
is
work.
Is it really a thing, the black gloves in the?
It's huge.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Right. I've seen it in a few of the smoking accounts that I follow on Instagram. You do see that a lot.
Okay. Yeah. So, from my understanding, Geelong has some pretty good, Texas barbecue style.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Outlets and venues that you can go to and have the pros do it for you. But Father's Day is coming up this weekend. Would that not be a great time to maybe, if Dad wants to get into smoking meat, that kind of thing, that'd be a good time to get started?
Absolutely. I think that's the best time to get started, because that's the, obviously looking for something for Dad and don't know what to get him.
Sorry, we're just going to eat while you talk.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Yeah. So if you're looking for something for Dad and don't know what you want to get him, barbecue is probably a great way to start. So Samba's obviously got a bunch of fuel that can help that out. So if you've got a pellet smoker or an offset smoker or a grill or anything like that, we've got sort of fuel and smoke that allows us to get some good flavor in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look, every dad loves to barbecue. Well, most dads like to barbecue. Mm. And it is definitely a good time to think about it. Head down to Bunnings, but not to wherever you want to go, and get some good quality barbecue and good quality fuel.
Look, if someone is just starting, right, and they're just like, I love this. Plus, it really impresses people, right? If you say, come over for a barbecue, and all of a sudden all your meat is smoked and specially grilled, you're like, oh, my God, this person knows what they're doing. If I'm a noob and I'm sort of like, okay, what is most important? Is it the cut of meat? Is it the smoking implements? Is it, like, what makes you go from sort of novice up a few levels? What's the best way to start as a novice? Probably?
Yeah, all of the above, really. Yeah. So the cut of meat is really important. Obviously, there's different grades of meat that come into play, especially with beef. So if you're cooking with beef, if you've got a bit more marble score, helps better with low and slow barbecue.
Yeah.
But obviously, steak with a little bit more fat is quite nice as well. Nice ribeye on the bone or something like that. But yeah, really, getting a barbecue that suits the time you have. So barbecue is time consuming. So if you're going to go, you haven't got much time, something like a pellet smoker or a pellet grill is probably the way to go because, set and forget. Temperature is kind of half the battle. So if you can get that out of the equation, then you just have to worry about the meat.
Yeah.
Practicing with some meat is really, really good. Lots of flavor out there, so heaps of rubs and sauces out there, so you can try different things. Or keep it simple, salt and pepper on the steaks, always good. Finishing it off on the grill, like a reverse seared steak's amazing. So practicing things like that, and you can sort of do things where you smoke things and then you finish it off on a grill, so you a bit of both.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of fun that way as well. My biggest tip is a thermopen, like a instant read thermometer. I don't go anywhere with that, because that, for me, if it's pork, beef, whatever it is, when it's done, when it's medium rare, when it's too far gone.
Yeah.
Even by just feeling it. Because a lot of barbecue is like actually texture. So once it gets, especially low and slow, like the ribs, like if the pen goes straight through, you're like, okay, cool. That's where it needs to be.
Right, okay.
You take it off. It's less temperature, more feel as well. So there's a lot of that and heaps of resources. You've got Chewy's Barbecue down in Pakenham. He's banging out some great videos teaching people on how to cook barbecue. Things like that. So there's heaps of resources out there. So no real excuses, really. So okay, they just need the barbecue.
These boys are slobbering at the moment. they are like I'm standing next to Chris. Chris, you've had your rib.
Yeah.
Verdict?
Oh, it's out of control. It's out of 10. It's a 25. pulled the bone up. There was no meat on it. Instantly, so that's how softly it falls off, and then the flavor's just poof.
Oh man, the flavor, out of control.
That taste is sticking around, and I'm very big fan of that. I'd imagine there's a fair bit of trial and error too in learning how to do it.
Yeah, I've stuffed up a fair few. You've got to make some bad, got to do a lot of bad barbecue to sort of get the flavors right. Pork ribs now for me, I don't even think about it. It's just literally pop it on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
better go check. Big mistake too is like some people just like watch it too much. Sometimes the best barbecue I make, I'm like, oh, it's been in there for too long, and you go in there like, perfect. That's the way you want it.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, it's going by going too much by temperature can cause issues. Like you just bring it out too early, but and resting. But look, there's so much flavors out there.
Don't be afraid to try too. I guess too, right?
100%. I think you got to try, and starting with some chicken or pork. It's a cheaper cut. I know times are tough, so it's a bit hard to go buy a massive $150 brisket.
Sure.
But so this pork from, got this pork from a cut above in Cariah. So
Cariah Shopping Centre, great
crew there. Simple, go in there, you can have a chat. They actually teach you as well. The butchers are really good, especially when they've got some low and slow stuff. So, if you go there, Daniel, have a chat to him, and he basically talks about what you should get and things like that. And then he's got a whole flavour set there too as well. Okay, that's going to go with this.
Unreal.
So, which is fantastic.
All right, so Samba Smoke and Grill, they do the fuels, but we have a Father's Day pack that we are going to give away.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't mind hanging around for a little bit longer, we're just going to have a little nibble.
while
we play some traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we can't give it away. We're joined in the studio by the Smoke and Grill guy. It's Rayan Fernando.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are joined in the studio by the Smoke and Grill guy. It's Rayan Fernando, Geelong's own red meat ambassador, Sambassador. I like
what they did there.
You're also an ambassador for Without Fear Co. We could get you on and talk about that another time. You got the t-shirt on. They do some wonderful work as well. But there was someone, before we do a little giveaway, someone you wanted to send a little shout out to?
Yeah. Quick hello to Ollie and Evie, or for listening, my kids. So on the way to school.
Bless.
Just there with Mum Susan. So just want to say a quick hi. Aww. Ollie's a huge fan of red meat, by the way. He eats so much steak. It's unbelievable. And then Evie just comes and smashes out too. So love their steak, which is amazing.
Tough gig. It is Father's Day on Sunday, kids. So now Dad's been on the radio talking about it. No pressure.
Father's Day still was yesterday. So.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, can you just quickly tell us again about this this hamper that you've brought in to give away for Father's Day?
Yeah, so this hamper has some amazing products from Samba, including some smoking chips, some pellets, gloves, stickers, and an apron.
Brilliant. Oh, it's worth $200?
Worth $200.
Oh, my God.
You just heard that game show music.
I've been waiting for that for so long.
Turned on the smoky meat voice.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
And who is playing today, Tom? Well, it is Matt from Winchelsea.
Sure. G'day, Matt.
How you going?
We're good, mate. We've just had some delicious ribs. How do you feel about the whole smoking and slow cooking world? Are you involved with it at all?
Love it. Absolutely love it. I get into it when I can, and the kids love it, and I love it, and the wife loves it.
Great.
Well, fantastic. Right.
It's a bit of a love fest then, isn't it? Sounds like it's all going to work out wonderfully.
Sounds hot.
And spicy. No, come on, he was talking about the kids.
Come on.
No, oh my God.
Father's Day. Okay. All right, so we've got three questions for you. Our quiz master will be Rayan. So all you have to do is nail these three questions if you want to win the pack. All right, mate?
Right, roger.
All right, here we go.
All right, Matt, question one. Finish this movie title, Lock, Stock, and Two What Barrels?
Smoking Barrels.
Yay.
Fantastic. Correct.
All right.
Good start.
33% solid of start. The way there. Yes, yeah, well done. All right.
Question number two. Question number two. Now, this is a real tough one, so just take it easy and take your time.
Think about it.
Yeah, what do the letters BBQ stand for?
Barbecue.
Oh, correct.
Yep, sorry. Gotcha. I had to look at the judges you. There for a second just to make sure.
We tried to trick you into thinking it was a proper acronym. All right. Brilliant. All right. Yeah, that's two out of three, mate. You got to get the third one right, though, so no
this
pressure.
One's a doozy.
Here we go.
This one's a doozy. All right, Matt. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck chuck wood? Can we read? Could chuck wood? This is the worst one. Who comes up with these questions, honestly?
How much wood would a woodchuck wood would a woodchuck wood?
Okay, you're both terrible, but you win the prize. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yay, well done.
Beautiful, thank you.
Happy Father's Day, mate. Enjoy that pack.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much.
All right, you stay on the line. We'll work out how we'll get that to you. Everybody else, where, Rayan, can we find Samba and their wonderful products?
Yeah, available at Bunnings. So,
yeah, cool.
This whole smoke and grill range is available at Bunnings right now. So feel free to drop in, especially for Father's Day. There's some great products there. Go check it out. Yeah. You can grab a barbecue and some fuel on the way.
And we can also grab you at Smoke and Grill Guy on Insta.
On Insta, yes.
Yeah, we love your Insta. 18,000 followers. Give us some tips.
Well,
it's just a lot of work.
A lot of work, a lot of meat being exposed, you know, that sort of, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for
Tom. Yeah, we are. We're very sorry for the whole thing.
Yeah,
but we are very grateful that you've come in, mate. Have a wonderful weekend and happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks, guys. Great to be here. And, yeah, thank you so much. Have a good Father's Day as well, mate.
Thanks, mate. And
can we snap him off?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, do it.
Right, hang on.
One, two, three. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.